Dave Moore on Today FM.
Thank you so much for this film. Steve is incredible. Congratulations.
Thanks, fam.
Killian, you reunited again with Tim, your director, and Max, your writer. You get a lot of continuing a relationship with someone, don't you, creatively?
I'm really into that. I'm really into, like, re-collaboration and, working with people over a number of years. You get a lot of trust. You develop a lot of shorthand, and you can have a lot of messing around, but the work is deadly serious. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I find, like, when you go on set, particularly on a film like this, where a lot of it is quite, it's quite difficult, what we're kind of grappling with. And if you want to go to those places, it's great when you have friends around, people who you really, really trust, and you can be quite sure they're going to mind you. You know, that's kind of above all. They're excellent at their jobs.
Sure.
You trust them and they're going to mind you. And that, to me, is the best kind of working environment.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I've figured out.
Tracy, your character in this, Amanda, she's a lot of things. She's a teacher. She's a mother. She's an arm around the shoulder, a conscience, a best friend. Does Tracy have all of these characteristics to draw on when you're playing Amanda?
Yeah, I mean, I feel very motherly. I'm grandmother now to two boys.
Congratulations.
I love boys. It's a very male film,
it
you
is.
Know, when I'm sitting talking with Simbi and Emily, and, you know, you realize it's all about these boys. And I was terrified the first couple of days, though, working with Tim, and you were there, Killian, you just threw us into these improvisations with these, like, feral young men. You said to me at one point, you've been in there yet? And I thought, how am I going to handle this? But it was so real.
Yeah.
And then within a few weeks, they were just my boys, and I'm knitting baby booties for one who had a kid and stuff. And, you know, I love boys, and you're there to do your best work, and to work with Killian was just fantastic.
Yeah, and Killian, Steve is yet another character, I think, in your arsenal, who is a man who, to me anyway, feels like he's being crushed by the weight of his life. And lots of your characters that you choose to play seem to have this characteristic of, just about being there because everything else is crushing them. What do you enjoy about those men that you play?
I don't. It's not a conscious thing, genuinely.
Right.
It's not a need to put myself or the character through the ringer. I genuinely, deep down, feel like we're all struggling a little bit, and life is difficult. Things are difficult, and I do think the best drama generally comes from, like, a crisis of some sort, however small or big that might be, and or a conflict, you know. And I feel we all experience that as we go through the day in some shape or form, as we go through a year, as we go through a life. And I think if you could portray characters on screen that reflect that struggle in an entertaining way, primarily, because that's our job first and foremost. So that otherwise, it's just a polemic it's just not interesting. So yeah, I am attracted to them, and I don't know why, but I just think they're the best stories, honestly. And in this, there was a personal thing in this as well, because both my parents are retired teachers. My grandfather was a headmaster. Like, all my aunties and uncles are educators. I grew up in a house where I felt the aftershock of coming back from teaching 35 teenagers every day, and then getting them doing it again, and both my parents doing it, and then coming home to four of us. And that's mainstream school, not to mind a school like this.
Yes.
You know, so I have a ever deepening respect for that profession and for my own parents. So it felt like something that I really wanted to talk about. And also Max, this is my third job with Max as well, and I just adore his writing. I adore the compassion and the humanity in his work. I think he really, really cares. He doesn't just write about it. He puts it into practice as a human being. And so there was a kind of myriad of things drawing me to make this film. You know?
Every day I'd look at you in your little thin jacket, and your beard got straggler, and you got paler some days, and My character, I always felt I was going home to a stable life, and I cared so much, but I could see you, and at the end of the film you were just exhausted, and that, seeing you, the when I finally saw the film with the sound and the emotions and the turmoil and the, I thought, oh my goodness, I get it now. You and Jay had to go to such a place every day.
We did,
That
but
was bloody hard,
it was
Kelly.
hard. But you know the thing that I often, sorry to hang on now, Dave, but the thing that
No,
I
that's what it's
do,
for.
we had to, like, people are doing that for real
Yeah.
everywhere, and we're just dressing up and putting on
Yeah, but
voices.
you weren't. You really took it upon you. I mean, we had to take it upon us. This was a really, this was
It
intense.
was intense, but it was out of respect to the people that do
Yeah.
that for a living.
Yeah,
Right?
look.
This is extreme teaching. This isn't like, third grade, the Fisher Price years. This is like wanting to be teaching these kind of boys in this kind of environment. They don't go home at the end of the day. We're there in this. It was just
No, it's, yeah, it's
extraordinary.
kind of life and death. It really is
It's
life and death.
rescuing these boys. It's not teaching them,
Yes.
really. Yeah. There's
Yeah.
a whole lot more to it. Look, speaking of your parents being the other side, and Tracy, I'm sure you've had experience in schools. Can you guys remember back, like, the crazy things that teachers had to put up with? I know, like, I think I was in third year in secondary school. One of the guys got on the ground, and we all covered him with our coats, right, as we came into class, because we didn't have coat hangers, just throw them on the ground at the back of the class. But he took another fella's flute, like his wind instrument, and throughout the class, the Irish class, he would just go, like, only, but there were 7 minutes in between each one, and the teacher was going insane. We all just kept straight faces going, "We don't know what you're talking about, sir." And then he'd teach away, and then,
Well,
like,
that's
how do these
quite
teachers?
creative. I wonder what he's doing now for a living. Wonder what he's doing. He's probably,
Hilarious.
who knows? Listen, last question I have to, I
Definitely.
do a thing on the sh on, when I do interviews, if I can squeeze it in, I do a quick fire round. Don't have time for that. But one of the questions is school related. So just very quickly for both of you. When you go back to when you were about 8 years old in school, what was in your lunchbox? What did you have, Tracy?
Oh my God.
Ribena, Marmite. I wasn't allowed sugar as a child, so maybe not Ribena. I was really fussy. I was a tricky child. I was like a menopausal 2-year-old. I was always the old soul. I was a nightmare. I questioned the whole system. I was tough, I was living in documentaries. I thought I was living in a documentary. Anyway, I was distracted from the food thing. What were you eating?
Well, because I remember my mom was working in, like, raising us as well, and my dad, so I remember she used to freeze the sandwiches in advance,
Oh,
so we get the sandwiches in the morning. But
sandwiches.
then, like, a lot of the time they wouldn't have quite defrosted by the time we got the first break, so it was a highly practical but not most tasty solution to school lunches.
Delicious. Tracy, great to meet you. Killian, great to see you again. Congratulations on Steve. My audience is going to absolutely love this. Well done.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Dave.
Nice to talk to you.
You too.
Dave Moore on Today FM.